Effective digitalization and grid management are critical, and as we electrify and add intermittent renewables to our energy system, ensuring grid resilience has never been more important. I had the opportunity to unpack this topic in more detail at Enlit Europe with two industry professionals from Siemens, Rolf Kortner, Head of Next Gen Grid Management, and Eile Kleermann, Head of Sales and Business Development for IoT. They shed light on how to manage the jump from legacy to modern technology while making the most of the infrastructure we currently have available. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions Podcast.
So, Rolf, Eile, we're talking about modernizing the grid for maximum resilience. I think I'd like to start just by getting your understanding. I mean, you've been here at Enlit for some time. You've had conversations. What is keeping the industry awake at night? What are the key challenges? Rolf, let's start with you.
Cool. Well, a friend of mine always says, no grid, no glory, right? So, you know, it's very clear that the power grids are the bottleneck to the energy transition. And we're getting to a point where the pressure's increasing. I was on a panel in the morning with Elvia, and Eric Janssen shared that they are requested to double their grid capacity, in the next 10 years. It basically means rebuilding the grid that was built in the last 100 years in the next 10. Last night, we had a big announcement with Alliander, and I might get back to that later. But the guy shared a publication that in the Netherlands, the economic damage by not building out the grid fast enough is 40 billion annually. That's an immense pressure, 40 billion, not million, billion, right? So the problem's here, and it's a question of how can we transform faster? How can we accelerate? That for me is front and center, the connecting pattern of all the discussions I had so far.
Can I just say 40 billion?
Yes.
That is an insane figure that you are quoting, Rolf. Eile, what have you come across in the last day and a half?
So yeah, I mean, you mentioned it already in the beginning, right? Electrical grids are the backbone of the energy transmission. And I think the most critical part for us is really reliability and resilience of the grid. Customers demanding access to energy all the time. And if we're looking on the aging infrastructure of the grids, so what is getting more and more also, what has to be modernized, it's getting really an issue. How you solve that? Unplanned power shutdowns. I mean, think about in a world without power, what happened? I mean, we would also not sit here if we would have no power. So unplanned power shutdowns and really the cost in the infrastructure are getting higher and higher. It's really an issue for our customers. And later there, I have also an example what it really means if the power goes down as an unplanned shutdown. I think that is one part. Then the pressure from environmental impact and sustainability also hits more and more into it. So of course customers want to have energy access all the time, but they're expecting it with a carbon neutral point of view. So how we achieve that? So we're moving from a centralized fossil power generation also to a decentralized renewable power generation, and the grids are not prepared for this. And we can't start to open all the streets, putting more cables into the street. So I think there comes really into the picture the digitalization, AI, and power of data, how we can solve it.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about how we're moving from this fossil-based generation. And I mean, this is legacy, old infrastructure that we're really having to modernize. I mean, this is a remarkable challenge that we're facing. So how do we do this? Eile, let's continue with you. I mean, you mentioned electrification, digitalization. How do we go about doing this? This is a mammoth task.
Yeah. So I think the way out or how we can solve it is really digitalization and the power of data. And for that, Siemens have launched also 2 years ago the Siemens Accelerator. And under this, especially for the grid, we have, I would say, two portfolio elements, really big ones, is the Grid Scale X. Ralf later will tell us more. And for us, it's the Electrification X. So Electrification X is one IoT suite covering the whole end-to-end path for all the critical infrastructure what you have, like from station perspective. That means medium voltage switchgears, low voltage switchgears, transformer stations, so everything that we could cover. And there we have different use cases. So dependent also, where are really the pain points of the customers? It starts with asset management, of course, and condition monitoring, predictive maintenance, but also going really into the details like network fault management. So if you have a trip, okay, go deep, what has happened, and also giving really alarms, pre-warnings, that you don't act, that you really come in, that you can manage in a better way also from a maintenance point of view. But also don't forget the thing of cybersecurity. So think about you have hundreds or thousands of different assets within your substation, protection relays, automation equipment. They're all coming with our software. That is also a big issue, how you handle all these vulnerabilities, because cyber threats is also something what really can harm the grid. And that is what we can cover in this IoT suite of Electrification X. And to just give you one example of a wind farm customer, what we just had, and they have started already in 1991 already. So they built already 20 years ago wind farms. And the last year, they're operating more than 1,200 wind farms in Germany. And it happens, there's a fire in the substation was happening, just caused by an overheated cable. What was the main issue? Of course, with the fire directly, all was stopping. So when the wind turbine is not turning, no money is made anymore. And even worse, they pay really penalties because they're not feeding energy into the grid back. So they were really losing more than 10 million until the new switchgear also was delivered. And that was, we can really solve it really easy. So what we have done is we made the switchgears IoT ready with additional temperature sensors and partial discharge sensors, for example, connected is to our Electrification X. And now you monitor it even at before, so in a really simple way. And also the customer said, yes, it cost me a lot of money. It cost me a lot of nerves as well. And for me, it's if the wind park goes into operation, I want that they run silently. And I'm getting really these warnings before that I can send in my maintenance team out. And that is what we now can do really easy. So, and he's saying, of course, I have maybe a little bit of higher investment in the CapEx at the beginning, but at the end, I'm saving millions. So that is just one example.
Yeah, balancing that risk and reward. Ralph, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I think that's a great example. I'm a big fan of our Electrification X team, and it's all connected to the same thread, right? We have to get more out of the infrastructure that we have, spending a little bit of CapEx more to get more out of it. And it has different layers. And I think that's also the common thread for us as Siemens, as a technology provider. We have a framework we call Accelerator, therefore the X, Accelerator. Get it? Electrification X, GridScale X, what it means is we are reinventing ourselves. We are using modern software, radically innovating, bringing modular, open, interoperable, modern architecture, modern technology to do more with data. That's what it takes. And Electrification X really helps to drive efficiencies, get more on the station level. This was a great example. But it needs all of it, right? A grid operator needs all of it. So GridScale X really focuses on the central level, like the managing the grids, connecting data from planning, from operations, from all the different voltage levels to get more out of the grid. And so I think this is really how Siemens really has taken a courageous lead in the market. We rigorously challenge ourselves, reinvent ourselves, and are implementing this. So we started the journey more than 3 years ago, putting out modern modules and GridScale X to help the market. And what we do is we work with more and more of the DSO community together to bring this to life. So I mentioned Elvia in the beginning. Elvia has been a close partner and collaborator from the beginning. We have a great example also in Rome, right? We're not far from here, where we work with Areti, and they use our GridScale X software to use flexibility and really save 400 million. By using flexibility instead of investing in CapEx, making more out of the investment that they've already done, saving 400 million of public investment. And just yesterday, last night, we did announce a partnership with Alliander in the Netherlands, where also Alliander has the true ambition and aspiration to get 30%, up to 30% more usable grid capacity out of the existing grid by using and working, using GridScale X to scale the approach to flexibility management.
Was that the, I heard that there was some big announcement and quite a lot of excitement at the stand.
Yes.
Was that the announcement you were making?
Yes, we had the CTO from Alliander there, the entire team that made it happen. And you know, we've been working on this partnership over the last 2 years, and now we're going to production. Like, we're making this public, moving forward. Because also for Alliander, it's important to send a signal to the market, right? Doing what we are doing, not we as Siemens, but we as an industry, doing what we are doing is difficult, it's messy, it's complicated, it's change management, right? But it's unavoidable. The world has to change. We have to go to a renewable energy system. That means we have to change processes, workflows, technologies, data governance, building digital grids. But we also have to change mindsets, behaviors, collaboration within a DSO, but also then across our industry. And so it's change management that's not going to be easy, but we have to do it. And the only way to do it is together in partnerships. It's a journey, right? In the past, from a software vendor perspective, we were selling big monolithic software applications, very capable, awesome pieces of technology, great, still great. But you know, we sold the customer software, and then the customer used the software for the next 10, 15 years. Now the world's changing. Customers will need something different every year. Like, I don't know what the requirements and regulatory environment will be like in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and DSOs, no one knows. So we have to build software that's interoperable, modular, that, and we have to change from this like one-off customer-vendor relationship to a true ecosystem and partnership. That's the only way to manage this all together.
And there we have exactly an example, just how we integrated into electrification. So we partner, for example, with Machine Fabric Reinhausen or with Siemens Energy, especially for the transformer part, because it's not directly coming from us, but of course customer expecting that you can see the whole entire substation equipment. And that is how we partner together. Also with motors, we have just a customer said, oh, it's really cool, and I have it for my switch case, but I also want to have the motors. And we said, oh, okay, but we are not the motor expert. So we just partnered, having API connections and integrated an electrification. It was really fast. It was like in 3 months done. And there we directly go to the customer demand and can implement it. And that is, I think, also the strength of Siemens Xcelerator, this big partner ecosystem and going together, because the challenges are so high, we can't solve it alone as Siemens.
Absolutely. But you know, what I'm hearing is this whole thing of mindset change and change management. And I'm fascinated by that because, Rolf, you mentioned, you know, Siemens has taken this courageous leap forward, but I almost feel like the industry is perhaps still a bit reticent in terms of the uptake, and that, you know, you spoke about that initial investment. How do you convince the customer of the value of that initial investment that ultimately will have high returns in the future?
So we're starting really with customer-specific ROI calculations. So going really into the discussion with the customer saying, okay, what are really your maintenance costs? What will happen if you have an unplanned shutdown, for example? How you cover, how much manual work you have in doing all the maintenance stuff? Now, if you can do it remote, if you can also make a remote control, what we also can do with, for example, electrification X, to really switching circuit breakers to manage the load, even if you get set points also from the utilities, and then really starting this investment cases and calculate it together with the customer. And then, of course, normally you have an ROI after 1 year, so it's clear what decision you are taking.
There's so much to be considered. I feel like we've just touched the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. 15 minutes is not enough, but I'm sure that, you know, if there's somebody in the audience who wants to approach you afterwards and discuss this in more detail, they'd be welcome. But for now, we're out of time. Rolf, Ayla, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. And thank you to our audience for joining us today. It has been really lovely to have you here. If you enjoyed the talk, please do feel free to subscribe to the Energy Transitions podcast. It's a bi-weekly podcast, and you can receive notifications for the new episode. So I do encourage you to do that. But for now, enjoy the rest of the event.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions podcast, brought to you by Enlit and Friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Log, and our producer, Kamo Motse. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.